Joining me today on CFBS Radio is Lisa Gutcher, a QLF intern and biologist who studied at the University of British Columbia, and Heather Grant McLaughlin, who is also a QLF intern and a computer scientist who studied at Dalhousie and Swansea University in the UK. These ladies are currently in Blanc-Sablanc, and today we will be talking about the conservation of the local seabirds. Hi, Lisa and Heather. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey there. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you for taking the time to share information with us about these amazing local seabirds.
Yeah, we're excited to talk about them today.
So Lisa, maybe you could begin by telling our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'd love to. So as you mentioned, I got my degree in biology. I got it at the University of British Columbia, and I grew up and spent most of my life out on the west coast of Canada. And this is my first time on the east coast, so I'm really excited to be here. And I focus on conservation in my schooling, and in my free time, I love to paint and I love to bird.
Exciting. And Heather, how about you? What is your background?
Grew up on the Maritimes and live between Ontario and the Maritimes, but BC's home to me now. I've just finished university. I'm a computer scientist now from Swansea University, and I love coming here. It's my second time to the Blanc-Sablanc and Lower North Shore region. And yeah, I love it around here. I'm a big outdoorsy person, so the birds and the whales and all the little coastal walks around here and the beaches are just incredible to get to spend some time at.
Yes, we definitely have some spectacular scenery. And Lisa, maybe now you could tell our listeners about the local bird colonies in our region and their importance.
Yeah, so there's tons of birds that you can see off the coast here in the Quebec Lower North Shore, but off the top of my head, there are six that are nesting in the Bradour Bay Sanctuary. So that would be on Greenlee and Paroquet Island. And those, you guys probably know them, are the Atlantic Puffin, which is called the Paroquet, the Razorbill, commonly known as the Tinker, the Common Muir, which people call the Tur, the Black Guillemot, which is known as the Sea Pigeon, and then there are two gulls, the Great Blackback and the Herring Gull. So all these birds have colonies during the summer months here, and they're really fun to watch. If you go out to Paroquet Island Lookout or take your binoculars and go on a walk down the beach, you'll likely see quite a few of them, which is really awesome.
And Heather, can you tell me what makes these local bird species so incredible?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just as birds, they're so incredible to watch and their behaviors. But like I was saying, I was here 3 years ago, and I got the chance then to interview some locals, mainly in the St. Paul Rivers area. And it was just amazing hearing the stories that they had growing up and how they grew up kind of with these birds and the relationships and the importance that these birds have in these communities around here. They're really like an icon of the area and so important to the area around here. After hearing these stories that I actually got into birding my first visit here, I wasn't much of a birder before then, but watching all the seabirds, the different colonies off on Paroquet Island and on Greenlee, it's just incredible the diversity there is in such a small area, like right off the coast here, which is incredible.
Yes, it is definitely. And they're so pretty to watch for sure.